This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Karsh and Anderson radio program. I'm Doug Karsh. That is Scott Anderson. We got Kang running the show from behind the glass. We got Kenny on phones. We got Evan running around making people laugh by just being Evan, because that's what Evan does here in the building. And we got full-scale office renovations going on. You enjoying this so far, the office renovations?
It hasn't really affected me. I do have concerns about this microphone, but it hasn't really affected me.
What happened to your microphone?
I don't know. There's a knob that has come unloose, and it will not.
Gator's got a loose knob today, people. Affecting his microphone.
Exacerbatedly loosened knob.
Is that a stick mic or that's not? That's a studio.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I have to go to engineering here at some point, but it should be okay for the next 10 minutes. let's hope.
Yeah.
No, that things kind of quiet last night. Sat back and watched a little Central Western. Flipped around, watched a bunch of stuff. But
okay, Central Western had one of the most fascinating things I've ever seen in a football game. Absolutely fascinating.
A BS personal foul blindside block on a punt return that should have been a touchdown?
No.
Oh.
No.
You see that all the time.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen this before. The third quarter last night of Central Western, people who watched it, tell me if you've ever seen this before in a football game. Central is leading 13-0. They receive the football. They proceed to open the second half. They go on a 7-play drive, 38 yards in that 7-play drive, over 4 minutes and 47 seconds. The last play of that drive is a 78-yard pick six. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They get the ball back, and they go on a 17-play, 50-yard drive that takes 10 minutes and 17 seconds. That drive culminates in a field goal on the first play of the fourth quarter. So, in the stat book, Central Michigan gets credit in the third quarter for running 24 plays for 88 yards and 15 minutes of time of possession. And they lose the quarter 7-0. Because in the stat book, Western does not get credit for time of possession with the interception return. Central possessed the ball for the entire third quarter. Ran 24 plays for 88 yards, 3.67 yards per play, just barely enough to move the chains. Western didn't run an offensive play in the third quarter and won the quarter 7-0. Gator, have you ever seen that before?
I have not seen that before. I had not seen that before. When I was tuning in and out, and I flipped back in the fourth quarter, and they had mentioned that Central then came after that long drive. They stopped Western, came back on the field, and then ran like four plays and were done in a minute. And the announcers made some joke about it. Wow, only a minute? You're already off the field? and then mentioned that there was that ridiculously long drive, 10-minute drive.
Have you ever seen a team get credit for time of possession for 15 minutes in a quarter?
I have not.
It was a Gator, as a wise man once said. Actually, it was just me. It was a statistical anomalation. And they lost the quarter.
That's not good.
No. And the funny thing is I saw what was happening, and I started just rooting for the clock. I'm watching this game, and there's like 4 minutes to go, and I'm realizing Western hadn't run a play the entire third quarter. Western's offense didn't run a play in the third quarter. They actually went over an hour of real time between offensive snaps.
An hour?
Yep.
That is that more unbelievable than the quarter thing?
I mean, it might be. There was a big deal everybody made a big deal. Army went on a 21-play, 94-yard drive that chewed up 13 minutes and 54 seconds.
Army, I get. Yep. That's Army. You know, that's what they do. They just run the football, and they can work the clock against the better teams. They're just going to try to stall as much as possible, whatever. And sometimes they'll break one loose, and other times it's just 3.9 yards per carry.
Yep.
But I did not expect that from
Tech. When Army does it, it's like the Great American Drive. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Way to go.
Yeah.
We can all respect that.
We salute you.
Central managed to do it and lose the quarter, which is pretty amazing. And did it only averaging 3.6. But you can't average much more than that, because otherwise you'll score a touchdown. So they just barely were moving the chains over and over and over again. And I mean, I had no dog in this fight, but I found myself fascinated and weirdly rooting for the clock.
I had a Shih Tzu in the fight. Little dog. Tiny dog. Well, because I spent the 1 year at Central, so I was hopeful they would win.
But you hated it.
Yeah, I didn't
enjoy
it.
I feel like you root against them more than you root for them.
That's not true. No, I am more indifferent than I am anything else, but there are times when I'll be, okay, good for you. I don't root against them unless it's against Michigan State, and perhaps Mount even more so. But there's still part. It wasn't all awful there.
Doug, I think you came up with a new stat, actually.
What?
Or should be a new stat. Defensive time of possession.
Yeah.
Why? Because that time existed. Something happened. You know what I mean? You can't give it to the offense. They didn't have the ball.
You know, what's funny about it is I made a call. Like, I looked at the stat book, the game book that came out of Central, because I was fascinated with this. And it said, third quarter, time of possession, 15 minutes. And then I made a call to somebody at Michigan that runs their stats and said, hey, just to be clear here, here's what happened. Does Western get credit for time of possession for the pick six? And they said, no, they only get credit. You get credit for plays where you snap the football.
They're offensive. It's basically tied to the offense.
Yep.
Well, that's why I think there should be defensive time of possession.
Well, it could be.
As soon as the ball is turned over to the defense, you've switched the clock, to a different...
Right.
You don't possess the ball anymore.
The way it stands right
They're
now
the
in the
field.
Rule book, and I was willing to say, all right, give Western the... what did the kid run? 78 yards. So it probably took him like 7, 8, 9 seconds, whatever it might be. Give him the 9 seconds of time of possession, but.
Defensive time of possession.
Exactly. Anyway, that's one way to keep. The funny thing is typically you possess the football to keep the other team from scoring. Central possessed it in the third quarter, the entire third quarter, and didn't keep the other team from scoring. The opposite was accomplished. Is it possible, based upon the reaction I'm getting from you, Scott, and you, Kang, that this is only fascinating to Doug? That I'm the only one that cares?
No, I think there's... I find it interesting. I didn't realize that. I mean, I knew... Kang's a different story, but I knew about the long possession they had, but...
Yeah, okay, Kang doesn't care.
I found it mildly interesting.
Mildly?
Yeah.
Mildly. That tells you everything, Doug.
Well, I wasn't rolling my eyes and looking at Kang to, cue the cute, cool story, bro, sounder. I wasn't doing that.
Well, if it's mildly interesting, then I suppose we cleared a very low hurdle for success for a segment on the Carson Anderson program. Mildly interesting. I sent a text to my kids.
You've gone over the top.
Well, I just wanted to see if anybody's paying any attention. So I sent them what happened in the third quarter, and I did get a "That's wild," and that's it. Oh, somebody laughed at it. Well, my oldest said "That's wild," and he laughed.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.